WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. Today, we're diving into something super important. Mindful communication. Because let's be real, relationships are the foundation of our lives, right? But sometimes, those conversations can feel like navigating a minefield, don't they? We end up saying things we regret, missing crucial cues, or just plain feeling misunderstood. Well, guess what? Stoic philosophy has some brilliant tools to help us communicate with more clarity, intention, and dare I say, less drama. Now, mindful communication isn't about becoming some robotic, emotionless communicator. It's about being present, aware, and truly listening when someone is speaking. Think of it like this. Imagine you're having a conversation with a friend, but instead of just hearing their words, you're also paying attention to their body language, tone of voice, and even the unspoken emotions behind what they are saying. That's the power of mindful communication. It helps us connect on a deeper level. So, how do we actually practice this in our daily lives? Here are 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your conversations. First off, focus on understanding before responding. Ever get caught up in formulating your comeback while someone else is still talking? We've all been there. But Stoics believed in truly listening to understand another person's perspective, not just waiting for our turn to speak. Try this. When someone is talking, resist the urge to interrupt or plan your response. Instead, ask yourself, what are they really trying to communicate? This shows respect and opens the door to deeper understanding. Second, choose your words carefully. Think about it, words have power. They can build bridges or create walls. Stoics valued clear, concise language, free from judgment and negativity. So, before you blurt something out, pause for a second and ask yourself, is this helpful? Is this kind? A little bit of self-reflection can prevent unnecessary hurt feelings and misunderstandings. Third, be open to different perspectives. You know that feeling when someone has a completely different opinion than yours, and it feels like an epic clash of titans. Well, Stoicism teaches us to embrace those differences. Instead of getting defensive, try to understand where the other person is coming from. Even if you don't agree, acknowledging their viewpoint shows respect and opens up space for genuine dialogue. Fourth, practice active listening. This goes beyond just hearing words, it's about truly engaging with the speaker. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, and summarize what you've heard to ensure you're on the same page. Active listening shows that you value the other person's thoughts and feelings, making them feel heard and understood. And finally, be patient. Communication isn't always a smooth sailing journey, is it? Sometimes conversations take time, require several back and forths, and even involve moments of frustration. But remember, Stoicism emphasizes patience and understanding. Take a deep breath, remain calm, and trust that clear communication will eventually emerge. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and they mention feeling stressed about work. Instead of launching into your own busy schedule woes, try practicing mindful communication. First, really listen to what they're saying, acknowledge their feelings, and show empathy. Ask clarifying questions to understand their specific concerns. Maybe they need help brainstorming solutions or simply want someone to vent to. Resist the urge to offer unsolicited advice unless they specifically ask for it. Focus on being a supportive listener. T. By taking the time to truly connect, you can turn a potentially stressful conversation into an opportunity to strengthen your bond and build a more fulfilling relationship. Remember, mindful communication is a skill that takes practice. But just like any other skill, with dedication and effort, it becomes second nature. So, embrace these Stoic principles, cultivate a mindset of genuine connection, and watch your relationships flourish. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning about mindful communication. You might just be changing the world one conversation at a time. That's it for today's episode of The Calm Within. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember, even in the midst of chaos, clarity is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.